Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Nun Zion. Picking up on Nun Vavim Beis by the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom, last words on the line. Amaravami. You know, we spoke about the fact that a mincha is now let it become chametz. Amarava Rabbi Ami Hinyach Sar al Gabi Isa. Let's say you put yeast on top of the dough of a mincha. You don't actually go to mix in with it, you just place it on top of it. V'halach v'yashav lo, it goes and he walks away from it. Rashi says, "Manacha ba'alma." That's all you do is put it there. And once it's dim and it's machz me'aleh, it ends up in the nischamtza me'aleh. It ends up becoming chametz on its own. Chayav aleh, you're going to be chayav on it. K'maisa Shabbos, just like maisa Shabbos. What does that mean? Rashi says, "K'hechi the mechayav miniach basar gacham." Let's say you take meat and you put it on coals. You just put it over there b'Shabbos v'nisla me'aleh, but it gets roasted on its own. Chayev, you're going to be chayev here also. You go, you put the yeast on top of it, you walk away, it's going to be chayev as well. For example, Maisa Shabbos, ki I gavda, mi mechayev, is it really true? If you do Maisa Shabbos in this fashion, are you going to be chayev? V'alma rabba v'rachana, peep, turn the page, and sign him off. Alma rabbi yachana, niniach basa, gabi chal. If somebody goes and puts meat on coals on Shabbos, he pichbo, if he goes and he flips it over, like from one side, roasts it on both sides, then chayev, you're going to be chayev. However, Lowy, because we don't flip it over, putter, you're going to be putter. So you see, and I can be chayav by putting it over there. So you should be chayav also by putting the yeast on top of the dough, just putting it on top of that, mixing it in, just putting it on there. Amarava, my chayav, not meant to come. I know what it means when it said chayav. It meant, come, I said, Salib Shabbos. It meant, if he did it, come, I said, Salib Shabbos, they did it on both sides. But in a chinam, if you did only one side, then you're not going to be chayav. Says Gemara, Gufa. Let's take a look at that again. Amar b'chanam, Amar b'yochanan, hiniach basar gabicham. Somebody puts a basar on gicham. He pechbal, if he goes and he flips over the meat, then chayav, he's going to be chayav by doing such a thing. Lo yipechbal, if he doesn't, then pater, he's going to be pater. Hey, chidam, what exactly is the case that we're dealing with? Ilay, with the ilo, he pechbay, lo bashil, if you're doing a case where you don't flip over, it's not going to get cooked. The Mshita obviously is going to be putter if he doesn't turn it over, because you don't even have to tell me that's not going to get cooked. Rashi says the lo hipich putter, obviously the whole nitzel, the little media oven, didn't do anything. Ella di lo mahapich le nami abishol. We're talking about a case where if you don't flip over, for sure you're going to be, it's going to be cooked. And amai lo mechayev, then why would it be? Anyone would say that you're not going to be chayev even if he didn't turn it over. He roasted the meat, that's going to be chayev. Let's see what are we dealing with particular case. Di lo hipich le, that if you don't flip it over, then have a bushel mitzad echad kamechel b'shushai. It's going to be cooked on one side. Rashi says, shlish hum of bushel. It's going to click the third, like Michael ben Jusai. We know famously Ben Jusai was a criminal. He was always on the run, and he wasn't able to have his food cooked, so he would cook it only a third amount, and then he would run on his way. So if you do such a thing only on one side, that's not going to be v'chim ha'afik, but when you flip it over, b'shil, bushel mishay tzad kamechel b'shushai, it gets cooked on both sides of kamechel b'shushai. V'kamash v'lan, and it's coming to teach you the chol mitzad echad kamechel b'shushai lo klomo, anything is on one side kamechel b'shushai is not considered like anything. Says Rashi, kamash v'lan hotu katani lo hipech pater avgad the basha mitzad echad kamechel b'shushai lav klomo. It's kind of like kamechel b'shushai, and not considered like it's anything. Okay. So Rava asked this, v'im nitzla bo ki grogeris misad echad mokim echad chayev. But if it ends up getting roasted completely and totally, rashas tzliya gemura, then you're going to be chayev, afil ki loifek, even if it's in one place, then you're going to be chayev for such a thing. Amar l'ravino ravashi, v'mokim echad in, that's only if it's in one place, but b'shnayim u'shloshim ekom uslo. But if it's in two or three places that it reaches that level of a grogeris, a dried figs amount, if you add those together, it comes out to that amount. Then what's going to be? You want to tell me that if Bishnayim Shlosh become as low, it's not going to be that you're going to be chayev. But tonight we're going to miss on Shabbos. Hakodeach kol shu b'Shabbos. Somebody makes a hole. Rashi says kodeach is chor kol shu b'makdeach b'Shabbos chayev. You drill a hole, one drill hole like into a wall, you're going to be chayev. Now, hey chidami, what's the case that we're referencing over there? Elaim b'makam echad. You want to see he did it only in one place? Kol shu l'maychazi. A tiny little hole. What are you going to be chayev for? You're going to be chayev in Shabbos if you did something that's actually fit for something. Here it's nothing. And alive, we're talking about a case where Shtam and Shosh Makomas, it's two or three different places. The Chazal Litzarev, they're able to go into them and tzarev all of them. Rashi says, Kamal Shosin Nagar, like the carpenters used to do, Kishatricham Lachor Echad, when they need like a big hole, Kochon Shosh Katanim, we made them make three small little holes, but Sadzeh, Zebet Sadzeh, Umechavim, and then they're going to mechavim these three holes together. So it must be, so what do we see? The Chazal Litzarev. So here also the case is if you roast it in a bunch of different places, it could be mitzarev. to the level of the dried fig, and then you're going to be chayav also. So it doesn't have to be in one place. That's going to be low. The other makam echad. Really, we're talking about where the hole was drilled in one place. The chazi lekaba lebaba da'akalida. You were thinking like, okay, but one tiny little hole, one place. What's that roi to? It's not chazi for anything. He says, no, it is. The chazi lebaba is it's able to be lebaba da'akalida. That is the tooth of a key. And it says lashon shalavteh, the tongue of the key. Shero shalchad. It's very thin. And you go and you stick it into the hole over there and you're able to unlock things or whatever. So you make this little hole to be able to keep the key over there. That's not going to be considered a problem. It's only one little hole. But not in two or three different places. So you try to say, oh, but what do you mean? If we're doing two or three places, it's not going to be. We see it right here. Since it's not clear, not a good raya. Some say it differently. I'm a rabbi. Even if it's two or three different places, it's going to come out to the tzirif. It's going to be mitzarif. It's going to be chayef. And then we try to back it up, which we knock off. I'm a ravina ravashi. I'm a ravina ravashi. Because to learn from the Mishnah. Could they call shu chayef? Someone who drills one little hole is going to be chayef. Echidami. Ili makamecha call shu lenai chazi. What's it right to? El la v'shalim shalosh mekomos. Must we talk about two or three different mekomos? The chazi letzirif. Therefore, it's chazi letzirif. There it supports it. Says Gemara, lo, the whole makamecha, the first segment only said one place is Aisha. What's that worth? The chazal above the klid is for the tooth of the key. Therefore, you don't have a raya from there to teach us the three places. But you maybe have just a statement from a raya, but you don't have a raya from the mishnah. Tana rabbanan. Now, where do we're looking into this source over here? The issur against processing the mincha. You know, a mincha that was chametz. Ilu namer asher takrivi l'Hashem lo seh seh chametz. If it would have said, right, by the Menachos, it said, kol ha-mincha asher takrivi l'Hashem lo seh seh chametz. Any mincha they offered to Hashem should not be prepared as chametz. If it would have dropped off the first couple words, kol ha-mincha, and it just would have started with, asher takrivi l'Hashem lo seh seh chametz, Hayisi Omer, that I would have said, because the entirety of that thing is talking about the mincha, so I don't need to say those extra words over there. Hayisi Omer, Ein li belosa se chametz ela chametz ovad. The only iser that's going to be, don't meet chametz, is going to be the chametz, once you're removed, the chametz. And that is that you can't take it by itself and make it to be chametz, as Rashi says. Shalitul chametz levadov yachmitzenu. Mincha minayin. How do we know the mincha itself? Rashi says, shalo yachmitz kol mincha yachad kodem kamitza, that you can't make it to chametz before the kamitza is done. Talmud loma, therefore the pasuk comes, it says, mincha, it says the word mincha, we have this extra word is coming to teach you. That is applying even to the entirety of the mincha, even before the chametz is removed. Sha'ar menachos b'nayin. How do I know other menachos? Because that menachos talking about says the high krab and menachos marcheshes. If it's only written by marcheshes, which is the deep pan mincha. Talmud Lomer kol ha-mincha. It says lashon kol ha-mincha, which is including all the different menachos. Takrivu la asher takrivu la Hashem. Those things that you remark with Hashem. K'sher v'lo psula. It's talking about a mincha. That's kosher, but not one that is no good. Rashi's kigon shiyatsa unitmeis. That's a gemara psula. Mikano, if you heard it says the machmitz is a ksher chayev. If you make chametz, something that's kosher to be brought, it's going to be chayev. It's a psula patzer. But something it was pasul, then you make it no good over there. That doesn't matter. You're going to be patzer for such a thing. We learned in a gemara earlier, way back. One daf ago. One I'm gonna go actually. Whoa, pardon me for that. One I'm gonna go on Nunfavum base that there's an exception to the Bryce's din at the end of it. He says that if somebody who were to process a mincha that was already chametz, then he's over the iser against making a chametz, even though it was already chametzized already. So now we want to know whether the following cases include this as well. Bayra Papa. Chimsa, if somebody made mincha into chametz, v'yatza, and then it left the azar, left the courtyard, v'chazer v'chimsa, and then afterwards he chametzized it again. Ma'u. What's going to be the din over here? Rashi says that v'chazer v'chimsa, klomar gamar ma'isa chimutzo sha'afa. You finish it up by baking it. Ma'u. What's going to be the din? It says Rashi, mi mechayev mishum mechametz acher mechametz alo. Do you hit it up a double mechametz of mechametz or not? Says the Gemara, kevin de yotza. Do we say because it was yotze the azara? If silala kayyub yotze, it's already possible by going out. And then afterwards, when you go and you do it again, it's not going to be chayev of machmitz after machmitz. Oh, there, came into chimsa. Maybe we say it since something. It became chametz before it left the azar. Psul yotze lo mahani be. this psul, this disqualification of something that left the Azara, doesn't affect it. So you chadur machmitz on, therefore, and afterwards you go ahead and you machmitz it. B'chayav Allah, mishum machmitz achem machmitz, you are chayav because of machmitz after machmitz, says Gemara Teku. Good question. B'yirav mari chimtza b'rosho shel mizbeach. Rashi says chimtza means lekomitz, the komitz, b'rosho shel mizbeach. Back in the Gemara, Mahu, what is going to be the din? The chometz of the milcha became chometz on top of the mizbeach before he burned it. Mahu, what is the din? In such a case, the kohen is certainly usher to go ahead with the burning of the... It's now it's chometz, this chometz, right? Because it says, ki kol sa'or v'chol d'vash lo saktiro mimenu yishel Hashem. Rav Mari's question is whether one is chayev to get malchus for causing the mincha to become chametz after it was already brought in the mizbeach. Asher takrivu, Amar Achman, the pasuk says at the beginning of it says right in the beginning of Vayikra, it says any mincha that you offer to Hashem cannot have any pardon, can't be chametz. Va'akrifa, this mincha was already offered, therefore there's no iser. Maybe a mincha that's lacking burning is like lacking the actual, the basics of, and there's no iser. Teku, says Gemara Teku. In fact, the Gemara v'hashta the nafkale mi kol ha-mincha, from the part of the pasuk is kol ha-mincha, and the iser against making chametz, it applies to the entirety of the mincha, asher takri of lameli. Why do I need the part that you offer? Mi ba'ile, says Rashi, reta asher takri v'mashma de akometz l'chudeika, koi lameli, what do I need it for? Mi ba'ile l'chudeika, for the following ba'isa. Asher takri the pasuk says, that you offer the rabbis minchas esachim lechimutz, including the minchas esachim for chimutz, the chimutz iser. Divrei, Rabbi Yossi, excuse me, Haglili, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the rabbis lechem apadim lechimutz. This is including lechem apadim, also in the iser of becoming chametz. Frek the Gemara minchas esachim. A minchas esachim is What are you talking about? Me perusim. It's oils mixed into it. Beep. Turn the page. Nun zanamabez. Umei perus ein machmitzen. They can't become chametz. They're not able to. So this idea, you when it says that you offer, can't become to include the minchas esachim in that iser over here. As Gemara, Marish Lakish, Omer Hayy Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Michas Esachim Megabel V'Mayim Mekshar. One can knead a Michas Esachim with water, and it remains kosher. Although water is not necessary for it, it's not going to invalidate it. So a dough that's kneaded with water and with May Perus, like fruit juice, meaning oil or something else just other than water, is able to become chametz, and therefore the Torah is including Michas Esachim in this issue as well, the Michas Esachim. In fact, Gemara now, Lechem Apanim, you're telling me Lechem Apanim, Midas Yaveshi, that's something which is only Kelu the basic thing is used in its prep, is a... You have a yavish midah. It's dry. It's dry stuff. Yeah. Rashi says that the lo hayunosta mabisa she klisharis ela biyisarn kishmodetim biyisarn midas yavishu. It's a dry measurement. For shamanu lay the Rabbi Kiva d'amr, we heard from Rabbi Kiva himself said that midas yavish lo niskacha. A midas yavish is not muktash. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the lechem apanim are not muktash until they're put on the shulchan. So leaving the chametz iser doesn't apply. It's going to affect them. How can Rabbi Kiva say that the Torah is going to aser the chametz of lechem apanim? So says the Gemara, shalach ravid mishmeg the Rabbi Yochanan kachi hatsa shel mishnah. This The presentation of the Mishnah is like we said, the epoch and reverse the things on this. I read it as follows: Asher takriva, the Torah says that you offer the rabbis lechem apanim lechimutz. It's included lechem apanim in the thing of chimutz. Divrei Rabbi Yosei Gli, it's like Rabbi Yosei Gli. Rabbi Kiva, may the rabbis mechus esachem lechimutz. It's coming to include the mechus esachem for the iser. of making chametz. V'azer v'yochanan letameh, let's go to his own logic, somewhere else, tamer, or v'yochanan, v'yosei aglili, v'echad mitalmidei Rabbi Yishmael, amru davar echad. V'yosei aglili, one of Rabbi Yishmael's talmidim, they said the same thing, that the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash that designated for salads were muktash. Umanu, and who is he? Who is this? This is Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael that he's talking about. Rabbi Yoshia, the time was in the Braisa. Braisa says, Vayim Shachem Ve'ikadosh Yosan. The Pasuk says about the Mishkan and its Kelim, and Moshe was, Vayim Shachem, he anointed them, and he consecrated them. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Midas Halach, Nimshach, Bein, Mibifnim, Mibifchutz. A liquid measure was anointed both on the inside and the outside. Midas Yavish, Nimshach, Mibifnim, but a dry measure was only on the inside. Velo nimshach mibichutz, but it was not on the outside. Rabbi Yochanan Omer midas halach nimshach mibifnim. A liquid measure was anointed on the inside. Velo nimshach mibichutz was not anointed on the outside. Midas yavesh lo nimshachu kol ikar, but the dry measures are not anointed at all. And teida lecha, you should know that this is a case that the dry measures weren't anointed. Shari ein mikadshos, they're not, they do not sanctify the flour that's put into them. The Sev, the Pasuk says about the shtei alechem, mi mosvo seichem taviu lechem tinufa, shtei esronim solos tiena chamis tefene bikurim lashem. Emes ha-lashem, when is it true, when is the shtei alechem reference to the carbon to Hashem, when is it muktash la'achar sheh? When is it muktash like la'ashem la'achar shenafu? Only after they're baked. But my community, what exactly are they arguing over? Bit osam. And now you explain what it says. Them. Right, both Tanaim say that them is exclusively to the inside of the kli, expatering the outside from being anointed. Rabbi Yoshia Saviyos, or someone with the midas yavish b'chutz, them is excluding a measurement that's designated for solids from anointing on the outside, but the inside was anointed, and therefore it's muktash. Yochanan Savi midas yavish cholhi says that a midas yavish is completely chol, it's chulin, it's not kadosh. V'lo itzuch kra l'muti, you don't need a pasuk in order to exclude it, you know, its interior from anointing. It's coming to exclude a measure that's lach, that's liquid, from anointing on the outside. Interessant. Okay. Lemanami Rabbi Akiva ve'echad mitalmidei Rabbi Yishmael amud davar echad. Let's say that Rabbi Akiva and the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael are saying the same thing. The measures that are designated for salads were not muktash umanu. And who is that? Rav Yonasan, it is Rav Yonasan. In fact, look at my Rishum de lo shavu b'midas lach la'adadi. Rav Yochan didn't link Rav Yekiva with Rav Yonasan because even though they agree about the law of the dry measure, they're not fully agreeance with one another in reference to that of a liquid measure. Rabbi Yonasan says that these kelim were muktash only on the inside. Rabbi Kiva says that there are muktash on the inside and the outside. And because of this difference, it's impossible for Yochanan to say. Rabbi Kiva Yonasan said exactly the same thing. Amar leir pavla baye ayay veha ika bisa. Ay, what a bisa! Bisa is the bowl in which the oil and the flour of regular menachos are mixed in. And we're going back to the Kasha, to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, the Bais above. Why was it not knocked out with this straightforward idea of the saying that there's Bisa, the Lachu, which is a Kli designated for liquid, and therefore is a Muktash according to everyone. And seemingly this bowl is used for kneading the dough of Lechem upon him, and therefore would be Muktash, would sanctify the dough, sorry, would Makdish the dough at a point of when the Chametz is still possible. Amalei, Kigon shalosh al gabe katavliya. We're talking about a case where one kneaded lechem upadam on top of a leather, Rashi says, or on top of leather, which is not muktash. It's not like a klisharis. That's muktash something. Yachi says Gemara, if it's true that one's mutter to use this non-kaddish kli like this, the Kamalei Rav Yonah's son, Teda Lecha, then when Rav Yonah said in the Brisa of Rav Yonah's son before that Teda Lecha, you should know that this is a case that a dry measure was not anointed, Shehinah Mekadeshes, because it does not sanctify the flour it was put in there. Le Malay, Rav Yishai said to Rav Yonah's son, replying, Kegon dekalya b'isarin dechol, where he measured the flour in a non-sacred isarin container. Says, "Well, Yashta, how are you comparing? What are you doing over here? Can't compare them. Bishla b'isa can make sense to apply a biased statement by in the case of the b'isa, lokas rechmano de la'avid b'isa l'milash bay, because since the Torah does not write that one should make a bisa in order to knead the lechem upon him's dough in it. Ki lashla gabi katavlaya, when you do it on top of this leather spread, leslam, but there's no problem. Eli yisarim, in the case of yisarim, kevedom rechmana, avid yisarim mekayel be, since the Torah says, make an yisarim and measure the flour in it, therefore, shavik yisarim the kodesh, mekayel be yisarim the chol. You want to think that someone can, like, just forget about the Isarin Kodesh and measure it in one that's not Kodesh? Of course not. So Yeshaya couldn't have argued that a non-sacred Isarin was used to measure the stale lechem flour.
Tanu Rabbanan, minayin lemayla mibsar chatos. Where do we know about someone who offers up the on the mizbeach from the meat of a chatos? Mibsar asham, mibsar kodesh 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 mikodesh kalim, mimoser omer, the leftover of the omer, mimoser shtei lechem, milachem apar mishari minachos, shu belosase. You get over losase. Talmud lomar ki chol seor v'chol davash lo sakti b'menu yishal Hashem kol shu b'menu lishim. And we learn if there was any carbon from which the sacrificial part was already thrown into the fires, harayu bebal taktiru, falls into the category of the sister, you shall not burn. Ushtei lechem, lechem aparim yesh mehem ishim. What are you talking about here? Does it have that? Is there something from the shtei lechem and lechem aparim that's thrown into the fires that the rest should be of this pasuk is against the leftovers? My time was in a brisa. Yatzu shtei alechem alechem aparim excluded from this. Other shtei alechem alechem aparim shame em lishim. They don't have lishim. So the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, ein migufo lishim. There is nothing from either bread carbon itself that is thrown to the mizbeach's fires, and that's why they're excluded from the hagasha. From bringing it near. So it comes out that the shtei lechem and lechem aparim are considered like the shiraim of a regular mincha, which are mutter for consumption by the kumitz offering. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I wish you all a great, great day.